Hello, everybody. It's been a couple weeks since you heard from your favorite Bud Light nurse. I'm coming to you from the great outdoors in Concord, New Hampshire, as your travel nurse guide through this whole crazy mess of nursing that we call our life. Today, I want to be talking about common issues as usual format, how we're living life, and how we're enjoying ourselves. So, with that, let's kick it off. Let's get right started into it. I'm watching some squirrels wrestle in my backyard, and I gotta tell you, that's the most entertainment I've seen live in probably about a year. You know, I didn't go to many sporting events or anything, but I gotta tell you, live action, whether it's squirrels or, you know, whatever, I'm enjoying it. So, coming straight to you from my backyard, you might hear some gusts of wind. I'm out in the fresh air. It feels good. I'll get to that later, what I got, which is making me enjoy life a lot more besides alcohol. But common issues. States are starting to open back up. How are we all feeling about this? This morning I was listening to a broadcast and it was talking about New Hampshire opening up their beaches, restaurants, things like that. Massachusetts, not so much. They're opening up their beaches and things like that before they're opening up dentist offices. How are people feeling about this? Personally, that's about, you know, in the Governor Sununu, he made a very good point. It's about statistics, not about projections, because you can't rely on projections. I mean, look what they projected for the flu virus this season. That would totally was off point, so we can't really rely on that. Valid point. I'm not going to say whether my side is one or the other, but John Sununu is making really good points in saying, you know, hey, let's go on facts-based evidence, which nursing practice is all about. I don't know if you can hear it, but there's a kid crying in the background. I don't know what the fuck that's about, but I'm not about that, so I'm sorry if you hear that, but I'm just trying to be outside and be more open with my environment than just being inside all the time, which COVID has drawn me into. Anyways, back to John Sununu. He's talking about how restaurants are making very good adjustments. They've given them plenty of time to prepare. Restaurants are opening up this week. That's very exciting because, by the way, it is my birthday week, and I'm dealing with that. My parents invited me out to eat for seafood, which is exciting, to a place up north. Oh, there goes my dog. You're going to hear me go off on a tangent every now and then because it's pretty exciting to see a 12-pound Chihuahua breed go after a probably 12-pound friggin' squirrel that's just bulked up over the winter because we didn't have very strong winter. So, again, sorry for the distraction, but that is honestly the most entertaining thing I've seen in weeks since sports and everything else interesting has been COVID-ed. Moving forward, where was I? Restaurants. We're going out to this place called The Big Catch off of Newfound Lake. It's like, you know, I don't know how to trust places that are seafood off a lake. You're like, yeah, I get what you're going for, but like, it's not seafood because you're on a lake. Like, I don't know. I'm overall excited to go out and have a drink served to me that I didn't make myself in a mediocre manner. Not saying I make a poor cocktail, but it'd be nice to have somebody else do the dishes afterwards, if you know what I mean. Not have to worry about it and have a gourmet meal. Again, not having to do the dishes, that kind of sort of thing. Just nice to go out and enjoy company, what people watch. You know, that's always fun. It'll be interesting to see this week, and I will get back to you next week, I promise, even though I've been lagging the last few weeks, with how my experience goes for my birthday with my parents at a seafood restaurant. I plan on getting a crustacean of some sort, if you want to absolutely know. I am not a scallop gal. I am a shellfish girl for life. Sushi for life. You want to win my way to my heart, sushi or crustaceans, boom. Swordfish once in a while, tuna steak, sure. Those are kind of the mercury-based fish. I don't know, I just find them sketchy in that whole mercury poisoning bullshit that people go through. By the way, interesting fact, you need to look up Legal Seafood's advertisements. Oh my god. I mean, if you just ever go on those binges of watching videos, I gotta tell you, this is on the unwind segment, but you get on those four-hour binging segments of watching videos, go on Legal Seafood's advertisements, and one of them was so funny. One of them was like, if your wife doesn't check your tuna fish for purity, it's okay to push her out of the car before it stops moving. It was so funny. I was like, oh my god, how did I miss this? I wonder if it's not hanging around on the TV anymore. Anyways, back to my point. Things are opening back up. How are we feeling as a community in New Hampshire? I know it's hitting the lower sections of the state. I don't believe it's going to hit us as hard up north as it will down south. We've had some travelers come in from New York, things like that. Not travel nursing, but we've seen them at Walmart, their plates, sure. And up north, they have a saying, it's go home flatties, which I found pretty humorous because I'm a flatty. Well, I've been conquered, but whatever. It's just a common theme of this interstate hostility because we don't want you bringing your bugs here. We don't want to bring your bugs there, that kind of hostility going on. So I was listening to this radio show today, and a caller brought up an interesting fact. Why is one state doing this and one state's doing that? Well, it's statistic-based. Let's talk about it, folks. I mean, Massachusetts has a huge population more than us. Look at Boston. That probably outweighs the state of New Hampshire's population 10 to 1. Come on. I mean, you have a lot more shoreline. Of course, they're going to be opening up the beaches before they open up restaurants that aren't prepared to open. Sure, I mean, you just have this massive shoreline with expansion. And what do we have in New Hampshire? We have Hampton Beach. What is that? I don't even know the territorial measurements of that, but it is not big enough to hold the whole state and be okay to open. But they're considering opening it June 1st, which is good, you know, whatever. I heard through my mom, a credible source, that they were going to open up Bike Week in August. Again, I can't cite that source because it was my mama, but just saying, that's what I heard through the grapevine. I mean, honestly, folks, I overhear things and I find them intriguing and interesting, and I go off my own thought process and go on my own way of thinking with it and just kind of expand the opinion in that manner. I don't obsessively watch the news on my days off. Honestly, I sleep, have a couple drinks, watch The Office, repeat. I'm not gonna lie. Because, I mean, what's the point in obsessing over something you can't control? I mean, let's think about that for a second. You're obsessing over a pandemic that's affecting millions of people, and you're having the stress disorder happen. I mean, I get the mental illness that is associated with this. I listened to the poor guy's story who lost his 12-year-old kid that committed suicide. He was very frustrated. It was for his birthday. He broke his console. He was just a mess. Kid hung himself in the closet. 8-year-old sister found him, ran to the dad who saw him minutes before it, and that was a mess. That's awful. I agree with that. But us as people can lead as handling this the best we can. We can use a hand sanitizer. We can wear our masks. We can do the best we can do when we're out in public, and that's honestly the best we can do. We can't go out and make a movement. Sure, we can go protest at the state house without masks or gloves or hand sanitizer and try and make a movement that way, but is it really helping the overall cause? That's debatable. I'm not going to pick either side on that because I'm struggling. I just want to go to a bar for my birthday this week and have a beer, to be honest with you. But I know that's not logistically going to happen, so I'll have to deal with that at home, whatever. I'm going to a seafood restaurant. That'll be great. Order a cocktail in front of my parents. Who feels comfortable doing that? Am I right? Anyways, unwinding this week, I have totally delved into YouTube videos. You go on those sprees, and they suggest videos after? Oh my word. You just get on a tangent on these videos, and you just go one after the other. They're reacting to stupid shit like, I don't know, a hydraulic press compressing a bunch of Legos. You know, that kind of stuff. And you just get your mind off everything going on in the world. Like I said, honestly, I don't listen to the news too much. I'll get tidbits here and there to go off of, but, excuse me, I don't delve into it too much. So that's my point of view on unwinding. Find yourself a good YouTube channel, look at all the recommended videos, and go from there, honestly. I don't believe it's going to hit us as hard up north as it will down south. We've had some travelers come in from New York, things like that. Not travel nursing, but we've seen them at Walmart, their plates, sure. And up north, they have a saying, it's go home flatties, which I found pretty humorous because I'm a flatty. Well, I've been conquered, but whatever. It's just a common theme of this interstate hostility because we don't want you bringing your bugs here. We don't want to bring your bugs there, that kind of hostility going on. So I was listening to this radio show today, and a caller brought up an interesting fact. Why is one state doing this and one state's doing that? Well, it's statistic-based. Let's talk about it, folks. I mean, Massachusetts has a huge population, more than us. Look at Boston. That probably outweighs the state of New Hampshire's population 10 to 1. Come on. I mean, you have a lot more shoreline. Of course, they're going to be opening up the beaches before they open up restaurants that aren't prepared to open. Sure, I mean, you just have this massive shoreline with expansion. And what do we have in New Hampshire? We have Hampton Beach. What is that? I don't even know the territorial measurements of that, but it is not big enough to hold the whole state and be okay to open. But they're considering opening it June 1st, which is good, you know, whatever. I heard through my mom, a credible source, that they were going to open up Bike Week in August. Again, I can't cite that source because it wasn't my mama, but just saying, that's what I heard through the grapevine. I mean, honestly, folks, I overhear things and I find them intriguing and interesting, and I go off my own thought process and go on my own way of thinking with it and just kind of expand the opinion in that manner. I don't obsessively watch the news on my days off. Honestly, I sleep, have a couple drinks, watch The Office, repeat. I'm not gonna lie. Because, I mean, what's the point in obsessing over something you can't control? I mean, let's think about that for a second. You're obsessing over a pandemic that's affecting millions of people, and you're having the stress disorder happen. I mean, I get the mental illness that is associated with this. I listened to the poor guy's story who lost his 12-year-old kid that committed suicide. He was very frustrated. It was for his birthday. He broke his console. He was just a mess. Kid hung himself in the closet. 8-year-old sister found him, ran to the dad who saw him minutes before it, and that was a mess. That's awful. I agree with that. But us as people can lead as handling this the best we can. We can use a hand sanitizer. We can wear our masks. We can do the best we can do when we're out in public, and that's honestly the best we can do. We can't go out and make a movement. Sure, we can go protest at the state house without masks or gloves or hand sanitizer and try and make a movement that way, but is it really helping the overall cause? That's debatable. I'm not going to pick either side on that because I'm struggling. I just want to go to a bar for my birthday this week and have a beer, to be honest with you. But I know that's not logistically going to happen, so I'll have to deal with that at home, whatever. I'm going to a seafood restaurant. That'll be great. Order a cocktail in front of my parents. Who feels comfortable doing that? Am I right? Anyways, unwinding this week, I have totally delved into YouTube videos. You go on those sprees, and they suggest videos after? Oh my word. You just get on a tangent of these videos, and you just go one after the other. They're reacting to stupid shit like, a hydraulic press compressing a bunch of Legos. You know, that kind of stuff. And you just get your mind off of everything going on in the world. Like I said, honestly, I don't listen to the news too much. I'll get tidbits here and there to go off of, but, excuse me, I don't delve into it too much. So that's my point of view on unwinding. Find yourself a good YouTube channel, look at all the recommended videos, and go from there, honestly.